Hey, what's happening?
Frogs.
Hey.
Hi. Hi.
John, I missed you so.
Oh, you're back.
We had a week off.
I know.
Last week.
It was glorious.
Oh, man. I wonder what we're going to do with that missing week.
I don't know. Maybe pull an episode out of the archives? Nah, there's nothing good left in there.
Nothing good. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
John?
Yes, sir.
So I was on vacation.
Right.
And
one of your many, many weeks of vacation.
I had my last of...
For the year?
5 weeks. Yep. I've got no more vacations till probably springtime next year.
Well, you're starting to... You know, pretty soon, Christmas crunch time is coming.
It's finally going to start getting busy. This right? rest of this year is just...
This lazy summer is over.
Oh, man. Fall where, you know, the time where I'm getting done at like 4:30 every day.
Right.
It's going to be over, and then I'll start working until 8:30.
That'll be great. Be good for your family. I'm sure the kids will appreciate it.
Yeah.
The wife, most of all, right? You're like, well, I'll see you in February.
I'll see you sometime.
Yeah.
I see the wife at nighttime. She's not asleep. It's the kids that I don't see. I only see for an hour in the morning. But This is the hardest. For some reason, coming back from this vacation has been the hardest ever for me.
Like emotionally?
Emotionally, like,
to go back.
Fuck. I got, and knowing that.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
All the other vacations I've had have been like, oh, there's another one coming up in a month or a month and a half or whatever.
Right.
And this one, I'm like, oh.
Last one.
Work's terrible.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff Bezos, for having an Amazon Prime Day again.
Oh, when was that?
Like it was like Tuesday or something.
Are they still trying to make that a thing?
I
guess in 50 years it will be a thing and like established in people's brains, but not for me.
It's been a thing that's been like every middle of July sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, let's sell everybody some fucking Instant Pots and some air fryers for 60% off.
Right.
But now July was, you know, terrible of 2020.
Huh?
It was? Some things happened.
Huh.
This past six, eight, 7 months? I don't know.
I just remember going to like a bunch of barbecues for the 4th of July.
Hanging out with the friends.
Oh, yeah.
You came back and you were
kissing and sniffing on each other.
Oh, it was so good. We should do an episode where we pretend like it's regular time.
No.
Write that down.
Okay.
I will not. And, but yeah, Amazon Prime Day, they missed it in July, and they're like, well, we'll squeeze it in October.
Right before Black Friday.
So we can get two Cyber Mondays in.
Right, don't forget about Cyber Monday.
And yeah.
So important.
I hope everybody has their shit. If you haven't bought your shit that you want from the internet, buy it now. I don't know. We'll wait till next month. Who gives a fuck?
Maybe it won't be that crazy of a Christmas, because people are just used to buying shit whenever they feel like it.
Treat yourself, man.
And but then nobody's going to the mall to buy shit, so
yeah,
they basically have to buy everything from Amazon this year. I mean, what do you do? You know, Amazon has positioned itself so perfectly to have us all over a barrel now,
mm-hmm.
where you can't buy shit anymore. Do you think maybe he started this pandemic?
I'm
starting to think it's a plandemic.
You know what?
Huh?
I might do a little research and come back to you next week.
All right. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But I don't know. Everybody, if you haven't bought your shit, buy your shit. Because the world's ending in like a month, 2 months now.
Well,
before the end of the year.
We'll see what happens coming up on election day. That might be pretty exciting.
And if one guy wins, the world's going to explode. And if the other guy wins, the world's going to explode.
I think one guy is pretty obviously better. No.
Wait.
Oh, well, yeah. No politics. No politics.
You don't know our politics. You guys haven't.
Right,
know.
Yeah.
We're big Trump fans.
Shh.
Hashtag Trump. No masks.
Speaking of masks, John.
Yes.
I've joined a second non-cult. This one being on TikTok. It's got all the attributes of a cult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like cult paraphernalia and cult robes and cult and like things that we do as a cult.
Yeah.
And I just purchased not one, but two horse masks.
The classic horse mask.
The classic horse mask. Why two? Because I accidentally ordered two, and then I noticed I accidentally ordered two, and I was like, well, I had the opportunity to cancel my order, and I was like, yeah. I could probably use two.
Yeah, get the wife wearing one. Get well, you got the two kids.
Oh, this, these aren't...
Here you go. Here's a TikTok idea. You go, hey, knock off that horseplay, and you go in their room, and they're both wearing the horse mask. And then they take it off, and they look sad. There you go. Boom.
Boom. Fucking TikToked.
Yeah. Then you'll get a bunch of TikTok money?
I think so. I get paid in glory and love.
Oh, that's important.
Every month, a box of glory shows up.
And a bag of love.
And a bag of love. And I drink the love and I bathe in the glory.
That's great. In your hot tub?
In the hot tub.
How's that hot tub doing, by the way?
That hot tub is got a... It's got a problem.
Is she on life support?
The base of the hot tub is fine. I was hype. I was getting everything fixed up for winter. It's going to be hot tub winter for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled off the... It was a little drained of air. Just colder weather is getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And the lid, I was like filling it up. And I think I punctured the lid.
Yeah.
So now I'm just got to inflate it every 2 days. Or should I buy a new lid? Or
can't you patch that shit?
Yeah, but my time to have done that was like earlier today, and now it's dark, and it's going to be dark until February, I think.
But you got another 2 weeks before daylight saving time. By the way, I hear we're canceling that this year.
Okay.
I mean, just collectively as an uprising.
We should.
Yeah.
This is the time.
I know.
Trump might get a few more votes if he just says, you know what, daylight saving?
Fuck it.
Permanent.
Yeah. We're not changing shit. Just leave it the way it is.
The way it is right now, unless you don't vote for me and I'm putting it back.
We'll be a nation divided. when I drive to work, it's dark. And who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. But
John, think of the kids sitting at their bus stops in the dark. Oh.
Well, no kids are sitting at any bus stop right now. And then when I get home, I got an hour of some daylight to do some yard chores or, fuck around, push the kids on the swing.
Mm-hmm. Patch your, come over, stop right by my house on
fix
the way
fix your hot
home.
Tub. But in 2 weeks, that's going away. And it'll just be dark always, all the time. And I hate it. It's the worst.
You just reminded me I have to put a flashlight into my lunch box.
Oh, so you can work in the dark?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's dark.
It's grim.
The thing about the dark is my productivity goes down by like 30%.
Well, you're looking for addresses.
Because I'm like scared. I'm walking down a long driveway and I'm looking over.
You keep dropping your packages.
There's a rustling in some bushes.
Oh, no.
And a black cat runs out, screeches, and runs out in front of me.
Well, it is spooky times right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Halloween is quickly approaching.
Next week, I think.
It's
when
the 18th.
When this episode comes out.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, shit, sorry.
I'm moving.
It's not the 18th. It's
this
20-something.
We do these and we just post them right up.
Speaking of dates, my baby just turned one. He's a year old now. He's no longer a baby. He's a toddler.
How's he doing? Is he talking?
He babbles.
Is he saying Unky Brook?
Sure isn't. No.
Where Unky Brook? I haven't seen him. He's got this weird accent.
Yeah. He's got a terrible speech impediment. Actually, speaking of that, I was watching TikTok today,
mm-hmm.
and you came up, and June goes, my daughter goes, is that your Brooks?
Oh.
I was like, that is my Brooks. She's like, oh. And she wanted to watch all your videos. I was like, these are not appropriate for you.
There, when I first started getting into it, Jamie would show the kids like the video before she would watch them. And now she watches them and then it decides if she can share them.
If they're appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, this is not TikTok talk.
Oh, not yet.
That's over.
It's over?
I don't know.
Well, I thought we'd nonstop TikTok talk now.
I'd rather not.
So,
yes.
Being it's the last day of my vacation, I'm keeping up with tradition. and really making it so I'm happy to go back to work, besides being depressed like I was earlier. There was some commotion in the house, stressing me out over video games, my favorite.
Right.
There should be no drama when it comes to video games.
They only bring joy.
They only no bring anger. Joy. You can't, especially Minecraft, just playing Minecraft should be all fun and games. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a game.
Right.
But there wasn't. So there was some drama that was caused. And for the first time in my parenting life, it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. I had some stress rolling around my brain, and I couldn't get over it, so I poured myself a drink of whiskey.
Yeah?
10 minutes later,
everything was fine.
Everything was fine. I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
turns out there's...
It's nice. That's how I start off the morning. Put in my coffee.
Turns out, man, it makes parenting much easier.
I thought you were going to say
times.
You unplugged the Nintendo and you're like, no more video games.
No. Oh, well.
Does that happen?
There's a 2-week ban on video games for my children.
2 weeks? It was that bad today?
It was a collective grouping of events.
Okay.
Over right. the last that have led us to where we are.
You want me to take that home?
No. I get... No, it's just for the kids.
Oh, I see.
Now it's like, hey, nothing for you, but double down for me.
You're like, you're allowed to sit and watch in silence. Wouldn't that be the worst? You're like, whoa, I'm having a great time. Yeehaw. And the kids are like, oh, Dad. And you're like, shut up.
Do not. I sit silently.
Sit silently.
Well, there was a addendum to the rule where it's like, hey, no video games. And you can't watch on YouTube another guy playing games. Because to me, that's just like playing video games.
Yeah, I was talking with Kaz and his boy, Ethan, he just likes to watch people play games. He's not really interested in playing them. And we took the Nintendo to the beach when we went a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were playing Luigi's Mansion, and he was just like telling us where to go and what to do. He's like, this is fun for me. I don't want to do that slave work of pushing the controller buttons. Just do what I command. That's pretty fun.
He's living in the future, dude.
Yeah, I know.
It's like almost virtual reality for him.
He's like, I don't need the chore of playing a video game. You do it for me and entertain me.
And then I can get mad if you screw it up.
Yeah. Well, that was me screwing up.
Constantly. Yeah, he can be like, do better. Yeah. I would have done better. I want you to do it, but better.
Owen does that to me, too. We'll be playing Mario or whatever. And he'll be like, hey, Dad, can you do this? And it's like a really challenging part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like struggling with it. He's like, Dad, quit getting hit by the bad guy. I was like, I'm trying.
That's where I'm like, you do it then. No, I can't do it.
Yeah. But I'm the same boat. I've always had that in my brain where I'll be playing some game. And as soon as it stops being fun, I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this to be work. I don't want this to be a chore. The game that comes to mind for me was World of Warcraft. I played that for a long time. And I would play for a couple months, and then it gets kind of grindy, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just becomes like a chore, and I'm just like, eh, I'm out. I'll come back later.
Because the only way to be high level is to just do the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah, pretty much.
8 hours a day.
And there's like, yeah, there's stuff to do at the end when you get to like the top level, and then you just like run the same things over and over again, and you grind. You have to like log in every day and do chores, basically. I was like, I don't need chores.
I have real chores.
Real things to do.
There have to be folks out there who are keeping up all their chores and things in their World of Warcraft.
Oh, 100%.
And then their life is just a mess.
Yeah. There's like a overflowing toilet behind them, and they're like, oh, my pristine little village.
Now I'm starting to think of in the future.
Uh-huh.
We have these robots. No artificial intelligence on these robots.
Sex bots?
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm listening.
They don't have artificial...
Maybe.
Maybe. So you are sitting on your couch. On your screen is a closed circuit video of your house.
Uh-huh.
So you're watching your screen, you got the above shots of your house, and you're playing this robot that's walking around the house
doing chores.
Doing chores. And you're controlling all the chores, and it gives you like some sort of points on there.
I'd be 100% involved in that. I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah.
And then like it tracks how happy your kids and wife are on the video. And it's like, oh, bonus points. Ooh, last night, those moves, the sounds coming from your bedroom. 10,000 extra bonus points.
I'm gonna get those points. I'm just laying on the couch, like VR goggles on my face. All my muscles are completely atrophied. I'm like, rawr. But my robot husband surrogate is a fucking champion. He's out there raking the leaves, vacuuming the house.
Every once in a while, your kids come and pat you on the head, and are like, good job, real dad.
I can't feel it anymore. I'm completely detached from reality. That'll be the day. That reminds me of an old Simpsons episode where they're at like a, I guess it's like video game con or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wow, look at this new game. And it's a yard chore simulator. And the kids are wearing VR goggles with like snips and they're pretend cutting hedges. That's basically what Stardew Valley is, which is an excellent, fun game. And it's just doing chores.
But it's like, Stardew Valley was cool,
mm-hmm.
just doing chores. And then that other game,
Animal Crossing,
that everybody fell in love, apparently everybody who didn't know about Stardew Valley.
Right.
And it was like, you didn't get into it because it was the same thing.
I bought it thinking it was going to be more Stardew Valley-y. And I played it a little bit when it was on GameCube 1,000 years ago. And I enjoyed it, but I was not charmed at all by it on the Switch. But I'm just an old crotchety man, and I don't have fun anymore.
You don't need the fancy shine and the cute little character.
Yeah, it's just too cutesy for me and too kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, Jamie had like 50-plus hours into Stardew Valley or something.
Right.
And then she's like, the kids are like, you should play Animal Crossing. You'll really like it. And she's like, I wasted 50 hours doing...
That's smart.
Other thing. Yeah. I don't really need to use another 50 doing these things.
The real heartbreak of becoming a grown-up is you're like, I'm not really interested in these video games anymore.
You know what?
Which 14-year-old me would have never believed.
You know what? For some reason, I'm not into that TV show Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I haven't watched a single thing. I hear it's hilarious and funny.
People love it.
But I just, for some reason, I just I'm not interested. And people are like, it's really funny. You'd love it. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, probably.
Maybe. But I was that way with The Office for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When it was on TV, you know, a million years ago when it was being broadcast.
How long did you wait before watching it?
I waited till, like probably the fifth season, and I was like, oh, I get it, this show's great, and I really like mm-hmm. it now. But at the time I was like, no, meh. It's funny how you get like against things,
yeah, for no reason. Maybe somebody that I don't judge their character told me about it first, and then I was like, not for me, and then like 10 other people told me about it. I was like, all right, but still, I made a decision.
Yeah. It depends on who tells me. There are certain people whose taste I respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, we have similar taste. If you like it, I will like it. Like if Pete recommends a book or a show to me, I'm like, okay, I bet this will be right up my alley. But if there's some stupid Floor is Lava bullshit that you recommend to me, I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
But all right.
You know who likes that show a lot? My 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
like, the floor is lava, Dad. I was like, yeah, I know. Brooks also likes the show.
I liked it. All right. I was going through a crazy time 4 months ago, man. You don't even know.
Dealing with a lot of floor problems.
My floor was like kind of warm for some reason.
Mm.
I thought it was the devil coming to get me.
It might have been.
But he gave up.
He's like, yeah,
It's back to normal now.
So tell me about your vacation.
I went.
You went down to the hinterlands.
I took the kids off. I gave. Took the kids with me. Gave Jamie the weekend off.
Did she know this was happening?
She knew.
Like, hey, where are the boys?
I took 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Get in the car. I woke up.
Don't tell your mother.
I grabbed my brown canvas bagged my kids. Chloroformed them.
Chloroformed them.
Threw them in the back of my car. Left a hastily thrown together ransom note.
Right. Written in blood.
It started out.
Raspberry jam.
It started out with good intentions. I was cutting out all the letters. I was like, this fucking paragraph's too long. So then I finished it off in blood. And took the kids to the coast. Left Jamie here to Jamie'd up. She has had no breaks pretty much.
I get that.
Since the beginning of March. Like right before everything shut down, she went to the coast for the weekend.
Right.
And so I took them down and I was planning to work on that outhouse. And I built the outhouse with my old buddy Tyler that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the kids on Sunday. Drove to Salem.
Wait a minute. Did you reach 8 feet?
It's at 6 feet.
Mm.
You told me to stop digging.
I did. Yeah. I'm glad you did. There was no reason to dig any deeper.
Now I'm going to dig deeper, you son of a bitch.
Go for it. Hop in that toilet and keep digging.
It's much harder to dig now because there's a floor and building above me, but it's cooler. I feel like I was in some sort of escape movie down there.
Ooh, almost dropped a knife on my foot.
Don't do that again.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, you drove down to the land. So kept the kids occupied.
I kept them busy but it was like pouring rain, so we just played video games the whole time.
So down at the coast, your dad has a house.
There's a house with
electricity. Like a generator?
It's a generator that charges up batteries.
Okay.
And
does he have plumbing or is it sort of
plumbing.
Like legit plumbing or okay.
So he's got a well that he rigged up to these holding tanks.
Oh, like cool.
Pressurized tanks. There's three big tanks. So turn on the generator.
Like further uphill that have a little bit of pressure on them?
No, they're like some weird pressure tanks. So you flip this switch and the well water pumps into these tanks that have a bladder in them, like a rubber, and it gets some sort of water pressure. So he doesn't have to leave the pump.
Well, you can't compress water. So there must be some compressed air on one side of the bladder.
I think it's maybe.
Because you can't store up pressure in water.
I don't know, John.
No, okay.
Magic.
Tell me. Okay, fair.
Water pumps into these.
Right, into the fairy beehive.
When my,
where the fairies magically disinfect this water.
I'm pretty sure this land that my dad has built over these past 15 years, 95% my dad has done like all the work.
Uh-huh.
And we know how things work, but when something breaks, he MacGyvers it back into working shape.
Yeah.
So it's like hobbled together, perhaps. So when my dad, he's going to hear this, when he crosses over the Rainbow Bridge.
Sure.
We're going to be like, I don't know how the fuck this thing works. I've just been hitting this switch.
Well, he built it for him, not for you. So, tough shit.
Yep. I guess we'll just figure it out.
Well, you know what's going to happen is when your dad crosses the Rainbow Bridge into Valhalla, you're going to have to step up to the plate and figure out the shit on your own. Because he's given you all the tools that you need to MacGyver it your way.
Okay.
Right?
I like this.
Because you kind of are the king of MacGyvering.
I am the king of MacGyvering.
The king of Kludge.
What's Kludge?
Same thing.
Okay. Well, who's Kludge? Did he have a sitcom in the
80s?
Yep. An hour long?
Was it an hour?
40 minutes? Was MacGyver half hour?
Who fucking cares?
I want to start a MacGyver watching podcast with you.
Not with me. Call up Joe. He'll do that.
MacGyver meets Joe.
MacGyver Minute. And you break down MacGyver minute by minute.
Okay. But can we just get to like the end? Yeah, okay. We'll start at the really exciting part. Okay, so
I want to do a show about Columbo.
So it's going to be...
Remember Columbo?
He always...
I'm fucking with you. Don't go down this rabbit hole.
He always would figure things out in the last minute.
Oh, one more question.
One more question. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Did he have a stogie?
This was back.
I'm fucking with you. Quit getting distracted.
I've been drinking your
story.
I've been drinking whiskey since 4:30. And it's now 8. So yeah, I'm going to be fixing these things, and like the spirit of my dad is going to be like,
yeah,
no, the other wrench, son.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Papa. And I look over and it'll be like a Star Wars.
Force ghost.
The force ghost of my dad telling me how to MacGyver things back together.
I think about that a lot when I'm doing shit around the house. I'm like, holy shit, I'm my dad. I'm doing this the same half-assed way my dad would do it. You know,
it's
like.
It's how we know.
That's all I know, man. That's how I was taught.
I'm perfectly happy with it.
I was talking to my mom today on my family Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother and I want to do the Gambler 500.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you were talking about that.
Yeah, my brother's really psyched about it. And we were thinking, oh, let's take my dad's old Ford Ranger that he drove for 100 years. And it's got...
Four-wheel drive?
It might be, actually. It was like his commuter. It's got like 230,000 miles on it. It's beat to shit. And my mom is keeping it in like kind of a shrine mode, you know? She's like, oh, I got to get the battery fixed on it. I was like, who cares? Anyway, we were saying, oh, we'll take the Ranger and do the Gambler with it and destroy it. And she's like, oh, you can't do that to my truck. I was like, hold on, lady. That's dad's truck. And dad would want us to destroy it.
He would want us to.
I think he would. I think he'd be into it. But she gets, you know, she's very sentimental about stuff, so.
Well, you can park it out in front of her place after it's all beat to hell.
It's all, like, burned out and broken. We're like, here you go, Mom. Have it back.
And it's got just your sweat from, it's a full weekend long.
Yeah.
Both you guys.
And you got a
500-mile run.
I'm not sure what it is now because of COVID. They were having people do it on their own. But. Yeah, we'll fill up the back with garbage and we'll camp and, I think it'd be really fun. I'm not sure exactly.
What if you just did it like behind them, not the actual 500?
Knowing myself and my brother, who's likely very similar to me, we won't do it.
Because it's like...
Oh, actual work? Nah, I'm busy.
Wait, there's gonna... Like, you have a date that the thing is... And there's a date you probably have to start getting ready.
Right.
And preparing that thing and putting like the cool paint job. What paint job would your dad want?
It's got to be like flames.
Your dad.
Well, like wizards and titties and stuff.
Yeah. Your dad was a huge wizards and tizzies.
Oh.
Fuck. Wizards and titties fan. Right?
Tizzies and witters.
Tizzies and witters fan.
Yeah.
So, what's your dad into? What was he into? He was into Blazing Saddle.
That was his favorite movie, Blazing Saddles. He loved jazz and quietly reading.
quietly studying the Book of Mormon.
Right, yeah. He spoke Spanish. He was a consultant for a lumber company that analyzed the efficiency of sawmills.
You could...
He loved Dr. Pepper, I think. What was his soda? He had like a vice. That was his big vice. Candy bars.
Probably a soda without caffeine, though.
No, it was soda with caffeine, which was pretty, you know, that's like hard alcohol for a Mormon. He did like no-bake cookies. You ever make those? Have you ever heard of those?
Maybe. You put them in the refrigerator?
No, they're, you just like mix them up on the stove.
Hmm.
And it's like oats and chocolate stuff, and you just plop them out on wax paper and they kind of firm up. You don't have to cook them. I remember making those a lot with him.
I think you could turn this into a tribute vehicle.
This is just a tribute.
This is a tribute. We're not actually going on the 500.
Yeah.
Tell your mom that and then really take it on the 500.
Yeah, I will.
We'll fill up the
back. I don't mind lying to her. It's easy.
We'll fill up the back with all the garbage things that he used to like. And I'll let you go. I'll videotape you driving it around.
Okay.
Shooting out garbage wherever you go. Littering the forest. Just like he used to do when he was on a job.
Well, you know, they do need someone to leave garbage out for them to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Those criminals on the road crew?
No, because part of the gamblers, you're supposed to pick up trash on your drive.
Oh, really?
I think so. You know, I don't know if you'll believe this. I've done very little research what it actually is.
I've done less research.
Okay.
I don't know.
Speaking of research, do you have some half-remembered history for me?
No, I don't.
You had 2 fucking weeks to do.
I had two.
What did my wife tell you to do?
You told
something. You had an assignment. And
I
you didn't
had,
do it.
Okay. It's harder to do things when I'm not.
I'm
going to
call
work.
Your mother and talk to her.
Do not tell my mom.
Brooks isn't doing his homework.
And she'll be like, yeah.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
I've been hearing this for years.
Who's giving him homework? They should know better.
I kept asking him. I said, she said, are you doing your homework? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. Uh-huh.
Oh, she asked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was me practicing the French horn. Hey, are you doing your practicing? Yeah. Which is the dumbest thing to lie about because I live in the same house as my parents. They're like, well, I've never heard you make a sound with that French horn. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did it.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
I just did it real quiet out back in the woods.
I just, you know, just practice the fingering.
Yeah, I do it silently.
You don't hear that fingering late at night?
Gross.
My apologies. But Pearl Harbor is on my list of things. I've never heard of it.
Oh, no.
I assume it's some sort of, like, treasure finding event
some
sort of harbor?
Yeah.
Like, lots of pearls were found in, like, kind of like the San Francisco 49ers? Like, 1949?
Exactly.
18? 16? 17?
1849.
1849. They found all that gold.
Mm-hmm.
There must be some sort of harbor with a bunch of pearls in it, John.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. You'll find out.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, next week.
It'll be a lot more uplifting than the Dahmer party, right?
I don't know. That was kind of fun.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
My apologies, everyone.
But when I'm full of apologies.
When I'm back to work, I will listen to a podcast all about from the...
No, you got to watch a 5-minute YouTube video on, you know, too long, don't watch. Pacific
one that's not long enough to get ad paid for the video, so
right,
it's like a really shitty quality one,
right? Under 10 minutes.
Maybe I go to the dark web to learn about it. This particular,
how about you research the dark web and tell me what it is?
I don't know. Fuck. Still don't know what the dark web is.
Yeah, you'll find out one day. I got a free electric lawnmower.
Oh, yeah,
that I plug in. Hey, what are you eating over there, buddy?
I'm eating M&M's minis, apparently.
All right. They still make them.
John picked these up for me.
And you can buy them at Plaid.
And they perfectly fit quarters.
Is that right?
Yeah. Quarter fits in there.
How many quarters can you fit in there?
I think at least $13, man.
Okay.
That's like $13 worth of quarters there.
All right. How are those M&Ms? I had a stoner thought I sent you the other day. I go, hey, are Skittles and Starburst made out of the same things? Just Skittles have a hard candy shell? And I think they are. Because I was eating both back to back. I got some early Halloween candy that I've been munching on.
The real test would be to cut a Skittle in half.
They're just white inside. I think all the flavor's in the shell. I need to de-shell a Skittle somehow.
I'll suck one off for you.
Gross. Oh, so yeah, I got a free lawnmower.
Free lawnmower.
Electric. This is the third free lawnmower I've gotten.
Is it a corded electric?
It is corded, mm-hmm. Which is probably why they gave it away. But for my little yard, it works really well. I'm pretty psyched because my gas mower took a shit last year, and I've just been limping along using my push reel mower.
Oh, you had one of those?
I do have it still, and it works well. Like I said, I have a really small lawn, so it doesn't take that long. But the problem with it is it won't cut like weeds that grow too tall.
Because
the reel mower has to be taller than the grass that it's cutting. So if you're lazy like me and it takes you a week to 2 weeks,
just knocks
to mower,
everything
it just pushes
over.
Them over and doesn't cut them. But the electric mower works fucking great, and I'm pretty psyched about it. So I can anyone want a gas mower that's not working? Hit me up. I'll give it to you.
I see those all the time.
I can fix it. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, that's I'll be. You
I'm,
know,
I'm actually happy to get away from internal combustion. Because there's so much shit that goes wrong on them. Like, oh, the spark plug's gone. I put a new spark plug in and it wasn't working. I was like, wasn't getting fuel. So I'm checking the carburetor. And it's just this whole fucking laundry list of shit you got to check with. And I'm in there trying to pull to see if I got a spark. And electric, I just plug it in and it works.
Yep.
And then one day it'll stop working and I won't know how to fix that either.
I'll just
throw it in the trash.
take apart a oscillating fan and mount that motor on there. Fucking
there,
man.
There we go.
Boom.
We're back in business.
Good to go.
And then while I was working in the yard, I thought, hey, I'm going to dig up this old walkway. We built this deck.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime listeners will know. I've enslaved Brooks to work for me once a year.
He earns up enough Brooks bucks and
then spend them all on the in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a deck 2 years ago. And so we started using that as the entrance, the main entrance to our house. And we stopped using the original main entrance. And it has a little concrete patio or pathway, which is like really old and busted. And
it's pretty close. Wait, did you go to the main house?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And it was just like, I don't know how they made it. It was done like in 15 different pours, and it's all different kinds of concrete. Some of it's broken, some of it's still intact. And I was like, I'm just going to get rid of this and let the grass grow. So I started digging it up, and almost immediately I find a car bumper that's like 4 feet long.
But underneath?
They just, no, in the concrete. They just chucked it in the wet concrete and let it set. And I chipped it all out, and I have a bumper if you want one.
What's it for?
I don't know. Probably some old Model T or something like that. Whatever they had in 1948 when they were doing it.
Ooh.
And then I dig a little bit more, and I find some old irrigation pipes. And then I dig a little more, and I find like the water box, you know, the square where your like shutoff is. I find one of those with like four spigots in there that was part of the irrigation system.
Just poured concrete
and they,
over
they
everything.
They just poured concrete in it and made it part of the path. And then I dig a little more and I find some conduit that goes into my crawl space, which just has wires that go to nothing. So I cut that out today and ripped it out. And that might be the last thing. I got another 6 feet to go.
What are the odds there's a dead body in there?
Pretty high, I think. There's a ton of trash and just like old broken pottery and random shit. Whoever built that house left a lot of fucking trash.
1948.
That's when they built it, but who knows when it came from. Yeah.
People are the worst, man.
They really are. And they go, well, it's underground. Who cares? Who's ever going to find this?
Yeah.
Whatever idiot's going to fucking dig this up. Well, I'm that idiot, and I'm finding it all.
Thinking about my outhouse that I'm digging. Apparently.
Yeah, you got to put some trash down there.
Well, in town, when like all these houses before sewers, whatever, in 1918, late 1800s, like the one that got torn down next door.
Yeah.
A dude came by as they were tearing it down,
right.
And he's got this long pole that he pokes down into the ground in random spots, like hoping that there used to be an old outhouse there, and he goes and collects bottles.
Yeah, bottles can be worth a lot of money.
Because people would just be taking a shit and drinking a bottle of whiskey or like a pint of whiskey and just throw it down in the hole.
Yeah, wouldn't you? I would.
I mean,
you're like, who's going to dig this up?
Yeah.
I can chuck it in the hole.
And it's now, okay, 80 years later, this dude dug up a weird random hole in his side yard.
Did a guy come and dig it up where the outhouse was?
When they were, I don't remember if I
you did tell me about it, but he actually got down in there
and dug up.
Did he find anything?
I don't know if he found anything. He came at sometime during the day or night, and there was just a random hole in the back corner of this
place.
And
the construction crew was like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care.
It got excavated anyways, so it was...
When I worked at the gas company, Northwest Natural Gas, I was a summer intern, and I was always down in the ditch digging, you know, swinging the shovel, because the old guys aren't like, get in there, you fucking young kid. And one of the older journeymen was like, if you find any bottles, I get them. That was the rule. And we would find, you know, oddball pieces of glass and stuff. And I never got to keep any of them.
On the side of my house, I found this weird little blue something bottle.
Yeah.
Just over there. Trash from, 60 years ago.
I have a little, it's like a funny little pill bottle. I wonder if it's worth anything.
Probably not.
I wonder if that bumper is worth money.
I bet so.
I really doubt it.
call up the American Pickers.
Oh, yeah. Are they still around?
They still a guy.
There's the skinny one and the fat one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're always like bartering back and forth.
Oh, they love bartering.
Oh, man. Bartering's the worst.
I know. We need Simon to do that for us. All right, sir. Can I ask you a question?
Superfan Tanya sent us in. 49. Great question. We're mostly getting halfway through now.
We are at question 38.
And then we'll move on to Joe's
100
questions.
Oh, man. We'll never get through those.
Wait, what?
I'll be long dead by the time. All right. What is a huge red flag when you meet new people? Well, going real political, real fast, that's always a red flag for me.
Just talking about anything.
Any political. I don't want to get into it, man.
It's what everybody's talking about now. I mean, maybe less now, but...
But you run into a dude at Starbucks and he's like, oh, man, can you believe fucking what Biden or Trump said the other day? And you're like, all right, you know.
Hey, man, I just want my caramel macchiato and get out of here.
Oh, man. You know, pumpkin spice is here, right?
For good now, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Because of 2020, they're going to have it all year round?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Fucking pumpkin spice rules. I'm not a hater on tasty coffees.
I
drink black coffee 90% of the time just because I'm lazy and it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give me like a fancy, tasty something, I'm all about it.
That's what I like about you, John.
I don't turn anything away.
You're not strongly opinionated about things.
I'm like, I'm not going to drink this bullshit.
How dare you like something that's really sweet and sugary and delicious.
No, it's good. It's great.
I was going to say somebody eating a coffee with, you know, cream in it. I was going to be like, how dare you?
You son of a bitch. You're a piece of shit.
You want some coffee with that milk? You bastard.
I don't understand that. I mean, I drink... Like I said, I drink black coffee. That's all I have at work. That's where I drink most of my coffee. But just, it's simply because putting sugar in and cream and it's, I don't know, like you have to have a fridge and supplies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also just like black coffee.
Really? Yeah. Monster.
It's good.
You and Pete and your love of black coffee.
Yeah. Well, Pete's also lactose intolerant, so he can't drink milk.
Can't drink it? Or chooses not to because of the repercussions?
The latter, I believe. Right in, Pete. Let
Alex
us know.
Alex won't let him drink coffee. I mean, coffee with milk in it.
Let's see. What's another red flag?
Red flag, definitely just attitude.
Yeah.
Like, I get sometimes people are angry or bummed. But if you're angry or bummed all the time... About everything.
Right. Everyone sucks but you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're
maybe
the problem.
You might want to look at...
Oh, another thing that... I don't know if you get this a lot. Other white guys will be like, hey, you're racist too, right? And they'll say some racist shit to you. And you're like, whoa, hold on, dude. You know? You'd be like, oh, these fucking Mexicans. You're like, hey, what about me makes you think I'm cool with that? For the record, I'm not racist.
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
I don't understand it.
They're like, you're with me, right, Whitey?
We've talked about this a ton, and I used to be in favor or like would laugh because I thought they were saying it ironically, maybe sometimes, and maybe I'll still allow a racist joke or two, ironically.
I mean, I'm not going to...
Is that right? Is that
raise
really
a stink. Is well, that, I guess you're a piece of shit because you don't call people out. But
I do call people out after laughing a little. Slightly.
Yeah. You go, well, all right. No, I'll just judge you silently and try to avoid you.
Never talk to him again.
It's definitely like with an older guy, you know? Mm. You'll be like at Home Depot or something. Some old codger will be like, rah, 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 rah.
Check out her ass.
And you're like, whoa, dude.
Sex, like, stuff like, hey, yeah, check out her. I'm like, dude, you're like 60?
All right.
Dad, calm down. I mean, some other guy than my dad.
Right. And you're like, well, I can't really call out my dad. Because he'll write me out of the will. So I kind of stay in his good graces.
There is no will.
Oh, okay. It's just going to be a battle royale between you and the brothers?
It's,
Who survives?
The person who figures out how
how to turn on the electricity gets the house.
How to replace a battery in the... Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's a good system, actually.
All right. Quick quiz. My dad wrote up a quiz for all of us to
Turn on the dishwasher. Flush the toilet.
Of random boxes with a bundle of wires, and like make this thing work. And we're like, oh no, you have a crescent wrench.
I bet Simon would win, right?
Simon would outsource that. He'd be like, call up his buddy. Hey, I need you to fix this thing.
Oh, I see.
Stay down, Simon.
Stay down, Simon. Oh, so there was a Portland Cider Festival. You know, Portland and Seattle, the Northwest, were really big into apple cider these days. 2 years ago, I believe, was the summer of the cider. And now we're...
I gained a lot of weight when it was cider time.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've moved on to alcoholic bubbly water time.
That's true.
Do you think we're going to leave that soon?
I think cider's here to stay, at least in my heart.
It's always been in my heart, but it's less frequent. Like, I've tried all of them.
No, you haven't.
I've tried every single
one. There's so many more.
No, there's more. There's more?
There's so many. But we've gotten away from there's only beer and liquor, right? We now have choices. And cider is a delicious choice. Always good.
Mm-hmm.
Every cider.
I like candy and I like getting drunk.
Exactly. And so I saw online a couple weeks ago, there was, it was like the cider, like beer fest, but cider fest. But because of COVID, they weren't going to have it anymore. But you could still pay for a box of ciders. And so I talked to the wife about it, and she ordered 3 boxes.
Is a box like a case, or is it?
It's got, I think, 10 ciders in it, 10 different, different kinds from all over the Northwest. Just, you know, local ciders that you've probably never heard of. I mean, cool ones that
is it
are
all,
way cooler than.
Is 3 cases like 30 different varieties?
No, we got 3 of the same.
Okay.
Because I dropped a case off to my cousin Hayden and one to Pete and Alex, and then we kept one. You get nothing.
Okay.
You don't deserve one.
That's fine. I've given up.
You know why.
I've moved on to the,
I know. And no, we were just, you know.
Andy's my child. I get it.
What?
You're just taking care of him.
And yeah, that was really cool. I drove down. They were at outside the Memorial Coliseum, just in one of the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
They said, come on by Saturday, anytime between noon and 5. And I just pull up, showed them my ticket. They put 3 boxes in my trunk and I fucking drove off. It was the easiest way to buy alcohol I've ever experienced. And yeah, I delivered one to my cousin, then Pete and Alex, and then we had one.
And then you drove to your cousin's and then you're like, you popped the trunk. They grabbed it out.
Well, I did walk it up to his. So I guess I touched the bottom of the box. He also touched the bottom of the box. So sorry, Hayden. And yeah, so we got a bunch of really tasty ciders at home.
Are they?
I haven't drank them all.
Are they 22s?
No, they're mostly all 12-ounce, and there's one like liter bottle, and then 2 tall boys.
All small breweries.
Well, one of them is like Two Towns Cider, which is a big one here in Portland, which you can get everywhere. But it's from Salem, and then the rest of them were things I've never heard of. And yeah, I've had 3 or 4 of them. They're really, really cool.
You got to have a note, take notes while you're drinking it.
And I'm like, this one tastes good. This one also tastes good.
Oh, this one also good.
This one good. This one have alcohol.
Yum, yum.
Mm-hmm. As I'm drinking Pete's apparently wine.
How many more bottles of that do we have?
Looks like 2 or 3.
Okay. 2 or 3 more good episodes.
We're making our way through them.
Unless Pete comes out with another batch.
Mm. Every time I go over there, he gives me a couple more bottles. He's just getting rid of them through me. He's like, you're a garbage can. Here, take all these.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
I was hoping that if I said, well, John, I'd then think
You'd
of something.
You'd think of something?
But then I couldn't. We are not interested in Halloween.
No?
Halloween's
canceled?
Halloween's officially canceled in my heart and in my mind.
Oh, no.
The kids are going to dress up. I'm going to dress up. We're not giving out candy because I think that's been canceled, right?
I think so.
Are you going around? And
We don't currently have plans, but maybe we'll come up with something.
I think we're going to go to Jamie's mom's and get some candy from there.
That might be the way to do it.
Jamie's dad's and her dad, her stepmom is going to like make a Halloween basket or something with candies and whatever and some knickknacks or something to keep the kids happy for that. I don't know.
Well, you can do it like an Easter basket.
Yeah, that's what something like that.
That might be what Halloween kind of morphs into, because Halloween's kind of been on the outs for the last 10 years. Because, you know, everyone's like worried about kids walking around at night, which is a real damn shame.
It could. Yeah, it was like that was why I loved it as a kid, because I just was gone.
Those days might be gone.
The days before cell phones, and I would just be a mile or two from my house.
You didn't have a parent going with you?
No. I mean,
maybe an older brother.
Maybe there was someone that was 4 years older than me there. But then once I hit 10 or 12, then it was like I was the old one.
Taking
the younger ones who were 8. Yeah, we were all like, I trick-or-treated way too long. Like 15, 16.
Oh, really? You were in high school and you went trick-or-treating?
Yeah, don't look at me like that, dude. I like candy.
I know that, but couldn't you drive a car?
No.
You had no way of getting enough money to go to Plaid to get your own candy?
I could, but this was free candy.
I see.
All those years of not taking free candy from strangers out the window for one night.
Yeah, it's really a shame because it is kids. I don't know. My kids have really enjoyed it the last few years. And it's hard to find houses that still participate.
It was last year.
This might just be the fucking nail in the coffin that kills Halloween.
Because I don't like the idea of a trunk or treat.
No, that shit's lame.
It's similar with Schitt's Creek, you know.
I like
a lot of people like it. I'm sure it's great, but I don't want to see the back of a Scion dressed up like fucking Star Wars.
No, I don't need that. Oh, look, R2-D2.
Yeah,
good
cool.
Job. I think maybe, yeah, Halloween basket, like an Easter basket, makes a lot of sense. Because I'm always excited to have some dumb holiday where it's like, oh, I can go hang out with my sister-in-law or go see my sister or my mom or whatever. And that's mainly what holidays are as a parent of children, is go see family. Here's a good dumb excuse to go do something, have dinner, eat a bunch of candy. So, yeah, I could see that happening in the future.
And the kids really like it because they're not...
Dress
my
up,
kids aren't usually
spin around for grandma.
Running around the neighborhood when it's dark out. They're not walking around the neighborhood with flashlights or whatever.
Yeah.
Tripping over their capes and stuff. Miss it so.
Yeah. What was your costume as a kid? What was your go-to?
The one I most remember was my dad made me a Ninja Turtle costume.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like from...
You went Michelangelo, right?
Is that the purple?
No, you fucking
I
maniac.
Don't fucking know the names. I'm bad with names, John.
Michelangelo was the party dude who loved pizza.
Cowabunga. I'd love pizza. Which
there
one?
You
was
go.
He the sword guy?
No, he had the fucking nunchucks.
Oh, nunchucks. I think I was the staff guy. Was that Leonardo?
No, that's Donatello. He had a bow staff. Jesus
Joe,
Christ.
You know what? Joe is going to
I'm losing
me.
My mind.
Why should
How
I
do you
remember
not know
names?
This?
I just know the purple, the red, the blue, and then another. The other one.
Orange.
Old
Michelangelo.
Orangey.
Old Orangey.
As I used to call him. But I like him. I played with him. This guy's got the staff, you know?
Yeah, that's Donatello. He's the best one because in the video game, the bow staff had a longer reach than the others. So his hitbox was a little bit further out.
Oh,
back me up, Joe. Anyway.
Joe's a super fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, TMNT?
TMNT is what he was.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you're not a big fan of TMNT.
I was, but like you've learned...
Details.
I can love things for as the whole.
I see.
I don't need to know any of the actual information there in the middle.
That's why I would never classify you as a nerd,
because
you're not a details guy. I'm like, you just tell me, like, learn the rules of the universe and what's the lore behind it. And you're just like, no, I'm a fan.
I like it.
It's nice.
I like it. What the Fred guy kicks the guys that are all dressed up in purple. What are they called?
The Foot Clan.
An old Shredder. Yeah. Shreds. I know what Shredder looks
there
like.
There you go.
Because there's only one bad guy.
What about Krang?
Oh, shit. I know Krang because he's a different guy and he's just a brain.
Where's he from?
Up Krang's Volvania.
He's from Dimension X.
It's all coming back to me now. Joe, if you would like to send in a, you know, TMNT trivia that we could read on the air, some easy, some hard for John and I.
There we go.
That'd be much appreciated.
I am not up to date on TMNT. I watched it as a kid, and that's all I know.
So only...
I watched the first movie, and maybe the second one, but so that's about where I ended.
So we're going from 89 to 95?
Maybe a little old for me, but yeah. There were the neutrinos for Dimension X, some mechanical turtle, Bebop, Rocksteady. These are all very exciting details.
I had a lot of the characters and I played with them, but I probably just made up their own names, or maybe it said their name on their foot.
Yeah, maybe. And you were like, nah.
We were in downtown Milwaukee just yesterday playing some Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Because the kids are back into it.
Right.
And walking past a antique shop, there was a whole cabinet filled with TMNT characters.
Whoa.
Action figures, man.
You're like, I don't want this garbage.
And I was like, no, they're like $6 or something. I mean, I was like,
that's too much.
I was like, well, that's how much they cost
in 1988.
Yeah.
They should be a quarter maximum.
But they're
old. I probably have some.
Okay. Dibs.
Yeah, you can have them.
Thank you. Don't let Owen see him before you bring
I doubt he'd care.
All right, John. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
And next week, we will be talking about...
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
I'll learn. And then after that, I think we have some, like, 9 September 11th?
Oh, no. Let's not do that one.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.